My Abe, he was a good dog. He was a great dog, my Abe. He followed me wherever I would go. And I loved him as much as possible. He was my babe. But I knew when he finally had to go, I got the empty house, empty house blues. Seems like nothing else is left to lose. But I'll go on, I'll go on. Abe and Coco came with my second husband. They were only about 2 years old. I couldn't wait for John's daughter to come back and take them. After tracking their crap all over my Persian rug, I wouldn't let them get on the furniture, not in my house. I made a room just for them to sleep in at night. Then one morning, I was lonely, Coco jumped up beside me and it felt just right. Another night when it was raining and they're in their room all alone, they're scared of thunder and lightning, my good John said. So we brought him up the stairs. Next thing I knew, I got those two damn dogs sleeping in my bed. All they do is piss and poop and eat and drink and bark and need attention all their days. And then there's the vet bills and the worry when they get loose in a strange town. You're just a slave to their innocent, wicked ways. First we lost John, then his youngest daughter, then little Coco, and later Jake, who I got to play with Abe in the yard. But Abe stayed with me, my sweet companion, a few years longer. I didn't know how his leaving could be so hard. I got the empty house blues. Seems like nothing else is left to lose. But I'll go on, I'll go on and sing my song. Yes, I'll go on.